The study by the Sentencing Project found that between 1999 and 2005, the number of black drug convicts in the country fell by over 30,000, while the number of white drug convicts increased by more than 20,000. In Wisconsin, the trend is still weak. UW-Madison sociology professor Pamela Oliver says there are still disproportionately more black drug convicts, but the racial disparity isn't as pronounced as it was at the height of the war on drugs in the mid-1990s.
Given that drug use rates are really pretty similar between whites and blacks, to have these massive disparities in drug arrests, drug sentences, was clearly skewed and unfair.
The new report suggests several reasons for this shift in racial disparity, including an increase in the number of drug courts that offer treatment instead of prison. But Oliver says there's not enough data yet to explain just why that trend is changing.
One idea I have is that just the manifest unfairness of it did become a social force that led to a pushback.
Oliver says while the report seems to indicate that drug enforcement may be getting fairer, the major cause of racial disparity in Wisconsin's prisons continues to be the number of people, many of them drug offenders, who have their parole revoked after they've finished their prison time. That's an issue prison and law enforcement officials in the state have just begun to tackle. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.